Martin McLean is the lawyer for a handful of death row inmates. He argues the Timely Justice Act makes capital cases more confusing.
I need to know what's going on. I need to know, I need notice and an opportunity to be heard. And we've got a statute that's now set up to change things in a way that everybody disagrees as to what it does.
He takes issue with the law's requirement for the Supreme Court to periodically provide the governor with a list of so-called warrant-ready inmates. McLean told justices Tuesday that requirement is unconstitutional because it infringes on the court's rulemaking power. But several of the court's seven justices, including Barbara Pariente, didn't seem to agree.
We may not agree this is the best policy to accomplish what they're wanting to accomplish, but where does it infringe on this court's authority?
Justice Charles Kennedy added the law as a whole doesn't appear to interfere with inmates' right to a fair trial.
I don't see how anything in this law would infringe on our ability to issue whatever stay is necessary to ensure that the claims are adequately considered and due process is observed.
The state's lawyer, Carol Dittmar, asserted the Timely Justice Act does not have any of the negative effects the inmate's lawyer feared it would, including the almost immediate signing of a large number of death warrants. She noted that although a list of more than 130 inmates was delivered to Governor Scott in October, he's signed just five warrants since then.
And maybe if something had happened that had, that was causing some adverse impact on the function of government, that would give this court cause to look at the statute.
The justices also questioned both lawyers about other ways the expansive law might interfere with judicial rulemaking. No deadline is set for their ruling. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.